From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
From the views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Loud. How y'all doing this morning? I'm black and I'm proud. Woo! I am so happy to be here this morning. I think Jane Brown said it best this time. Tired of beating my head up against the wall and working for someone else. That is so appropriate this morning because of the stuff I am going to be talking about. First of all, I want to thank all of you who came out to see Dorothy Genius and her group go off to Ghana, and I'm getting pictures back and other stuff, and they're having a good time. And I know they listen to me all the way over from Ghana, www.wvon.com. I know they're listening. So anyway, they're having a good time. I want to tell you something. I was talking to my, I talked to one of my granddaughters, who's one of the leaders, Jamoki. She's like 21, but she's like the higher leader of the campus with Dorothy. Is Dorothy calling her Rock? And she said, Granny, these people go to school, they work it outside, just doing all, dance, doing stuff. They don't be in the house that much. I laugh because she learned, they learning. They learning what we, our values and stuff, what it is. We ain't never stayed up in no house looking at no video, all the others. Anyway, it's very good for them. I said, oh, yeah. So what y'all doing? She said, we doing the same thing. I said, that is so wonderful. But we'll get a report when they come back. It was a great send-off. I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Andrew Hunt Jr., who came out and gave them a round of a prayer, a blessed prayer. And I thank all those other people who prayed, the parents that came out, and the other people who came out to see them out. You know, of course, you know Mama D was there to see them out. There's no way she wouldn't have been there. So thank all of you who came out, and just know that they're going now. They're going now to get some more training to bring their leadership back over. And they're doing a lot of stuff with Dorothy in terms of most of it I can't talk about because they have to release it themselves with her. And they had invited her over because the children follow her and the things she's doing and the little building that she's building for them. She got someone to help her build. And she had said to them, well, I want to bring my leadership so they too can grow because they have to help me with the rest of the youth and stuff we're working with. So I just want to thank her for having that way of thinking and knew we put something in her head. And they're over there not having themselves a ball. And I don't mean a ball like you have here, but really learning. A lot of folks go to Ghana and they go to Amino slave dungeon. They call them Casper dungeons because it's a famous one. But it was so funny because my daughter, Jimelita, said, Mother, what? They got a lot of different dungeons over here, slave dungeons over here. I said, huh? So they went to about two or three of them. They visited on most of them. So it was really good. I'm happy. And I just wanted to take that moment to thank you all for coming out to encourage our kids. And I want to thank all of you who have sent funds into the Dorothy Genius to help them not only with their trip, but to help them get ready for their camp. Because when they do the camp, she tries to pay her, she give all her counselors a little stifling, and it'd be like their little summer job or something. It's because of you supporting her. So I want to thank you for that, too. I will get a report when they come back. I'm not going to mess with them now. They're 5 hours ahead of us, and they're out doing something. Oh, they sent me a video. Jim Lee sent me a video last night of the brothers. I call it the highlight music. Listening to our music and playing our music and playing. You know, when I went to, I was in Ghana 1 year, and we went to a club, right? And I went to the club, and they played all our music, Al Green, Aretha Franklin, all the music we have historic, since it's Black Music Month, historically played, and they call it highlight music. So I text back Jim Lee, I said, hey, Jimelita, I see you enjoying highlight now. She laughed. Well, you know, I said, that's what they call it. Because that was our connection between Africa and the Black Americans, the descendants of enslaved, was our music, was our beat, and how we did. And when that got taken over, which we're going to be dealing with it some more before Black music, I might take one set and do the whole Black music thing. Once they took over our music, then they decided what would be played. And our story would not be told in our music. Even the beat got to be different because they put it in electronic. So it's just kind of good. So I'm going to move on because I got so much to talk to you all about today. I want to talk about education and politics today. And it's going to be very important. I got a chance to meet Melvin, the guy who also donated and give a lot to camp. He came yesterday. Those of you who was there heard him say, I'm going to speak. But I'm not going to speak out of term, y'all. I'm going to make sure that I talk about the children. I was glad to see him. So I told him we're going to do a whole thing in July on the construction piece in July, but not now. So I got several things I want to talk to you about this morning. One of them to be, I'm going to call on leadership again because we are getting left behind. And the thing about it, we're being led behind. Let me put it like that. We're not being left behind. We're being led behind by those who really, I don't know whether all of them are doing it on purpose or some of them don't know no better. And I got several things I'm going to talk to you about what these other folks are doing for their community. Our people tend to wait for somebody to tell them and they join in on somebody else. This whole political landscape right now, and I'd be looking to see what people want so they're going to do. Voter riding, right to abortion, climate change. How in the hell is it going to help Black folks? First of all, we got the right to vote. And if they're talking about that bill that's sitting up there in the Senate or in Congress, they're insane because that's the worst bill in the world for Black people. And most of them have not read that bill. It's giving all these, it would give people who are really illegal a right to vote. It's just doing it. You're going to make it, you federalize the election, whereas you won't have control of your local election. And you want to always keep control of your local control because local control, politics is local. Most Black folks don't know that sometimes, not all of our people, but you're being led. We got to get the voting right. Hey, we bled on Edmund Pettus Bridge. We got the right to vote. As we fought for the right to vote, We fought for representation, not just the right to vote. We got to focus in on what our representation is doing. I am so tired of reading. It's a play. It's a play that they give us. The climate change, voting rights, and Roe versus Wade. What the hell is black folks talking about that for right now? I saw this black girl out there marching in front of a Kavanaugh's, the justice, Supreme Court justice house. She leading and she talking, one of the only blacks. Now, when they start snatching folks up, she's going to be the one left in jail. The rest of them are going back to the little rich suburbs. They don't talk about economics. They're not talking about things that we need as a people. And we're getting displaced today. And I'm not going to blame those people who are coming here and displacing us. I'm going to blame those leaders who are leading us behind to be displaced. And that's the problem. So I'm just kind of tired of it. And all this progressive stuff, the progressive stuff is not like it was when we had a group, when we had Harold. This progressive stuff is communistic. You know, Bernie Sanders and all of them don't believe it. They believe in communism. They don't believe in God. It's to bring this country down, you know, defund the police, or don't do all this other stuff. It have nothing to do with our struggle. And in order for these people to take over America and to replace everything it is, the first people they got to displace, they have to displace us as black people. And black people don't understand that yet. You better watch. I was looking at this girl who's running against the congressman, Congressman Davis. Her platform was a disgrace. It was straight out of AOC playbook. Do you want somebody in Washington siding with AOC and Tlaib and all them? AOC don't care nothing about black people. Tlaib don't care nothing about black people. That girl in Minneapolis, all she do is talk about other stuff, and Tlaib talking about what she want in her country, her grandmother is. And she's the Arab that took the place of John Conyers. So why do you align yourself with those people? Because you think that's the way to go. That means you have nothing. We're going to do this, and, you know, you need to start talking about, if I'm representing you, what I'm going to do in terms of jobs, how I'm going to help you get some of those infrastructure money back to your community, what can I do? And then the question is, what is it that these different offices hold? We're going to have to do a show on that, what each office represents and what their resources are. I'm going to talk to Melody about that, either the program director. Because we're going to have to take a moment to break down to our community. There have to be more than one little show. What does each office represent? When you talk about Jesse White endorsing that girl, y'all think it's just having getting your license plates and all that other driving license. It's more than that. They control the ballots. That's why you're getting these things from Jesse. Vote early and send it in. They want to do that so they can cheat. Take your time, go to your place and go vote. Stop sending that stuff in like that. Why would I say that? Because if they're supporting this girl, Valencia, they're going to change your vote and cheat. Trust me. And if you didn't ask, and they're going to be sending votes, they're going to be sending out these things to illegals who should not be voting. And that's one of the things that voting rights bill sitting up in so-called vote rights is sitting up in Congress is doing, because they're saying that, and they're in the Senate, they're saying everybody have a right to vote, that, you know, you open up everything. Now, there's a problem here, y'all. I don't know what y'all been watching. There's caravans getting ready to come across. Millions of people coming in this country already. All right, over there, Justin. Millions of people coming in this country already. And they're illegal, really. And they're saying they're coming for education, for jobs, for a better life. Yet they got you right here hollering about some other old mess. You know, they're teaching us about sex. All they want to talk about is, I'm tired of hearing about folks' sexuality. I'm not interested in what's in your bedroom. What I want to know about is how my child and my community is going to make it. But they got you on that, and they got you fighting for it. What gets me is when black folks be talking this stuff. That's what, and the sad thing about this is that these other leaders are not doing that. They use us. In order to destroy America, you first got to destroy the black man. Why do you say that, Dorothy Tillman? Because the descendants of enslaved blacks in America helped build this country with the white Anglo-Saxon. As Dr. King said in one of his speeches, there's an interrelationship between the Anglo-Saxon. I need to play that again when and the American, the descendants of enslaved, because of how we built this country. Now, you could talk about, and that's a whole other thing we talk about, building on the backs of slaves, blah, blah, blah. So what they've done to you is make what you did irrelevant when they want to tear down all your statues of Abraham Lincoln, do this, tear down your, you know, get you all in a mindset. And it was so easy for black Americans, our youth, to get involved in that mess. Some of these old people led them into it, too, to be involved in this mess because of the pain that we have, because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome, and because of, we have not dealt with the whole question of enslavement and the pain that we have suffered through Jim Crow. Other outside people have come in, and they're using our pain for their gain. All the pain. You saw that Black Lives Matter mess? We have always known. That's what's been in this country, how our lives matter. But somebody took the pain, and they got to be rich off of it. And that law firm that represents Hillary Clinton is the one that set up Black Lives Matter, all their stuff, and got on their board where they was able to get their money. Being used, you can. That's a fact. I'm not just saying, it's a fact. I can't remember the law firm name, but I'll think of it in a minute, and I'll tell you what it is, and you can look it up, how they set up their corporation, their LLCs, all their stuff, so that they can be able to get and put that money and hide that money. Our pain, their gain. And that's like a drop in the bucket, isn't that little money? As long as they keep black folks from settling and thinking about what we have to do. Well, that's out. Y'all need to switch off Joy Reid and all this stuff and look at, you need to go on and look and see all these folks come across this border. And there's a danger with these men coming across this border like this, because you have girls, you have people, you have boys. They what they believe a woman is not what we think. They've been snatched a little 12 and 13. I'm not saying they've done it, or we're all of them going to do it. But they over here, to them, a 12 and a 13-year-old is a woman. And then they dropping them off in our community. You don't know who in your community. I see folks walking around in there. Why is it that Biden is trying to destroy this country? And that is a question. And I know a lot of black folks voted for Biden. I'm not talking about who you vote, whether you're elected by pastor, say, well, you're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter to me. How is it? I talked to a lady the other day. I said, this is terrible about the gas. Oh, yeah, that's Trump vote about that gas. Are you kidding me? I said, I don't care who we vote for, whether you vote or not, but come on, we got to wake up. As long as they keep us thinking about what is gas, our discussion in the black community is not even talking about why the gas price is high. We want Green New Deal. You don't even know what the hell the Green New Deal is. You know, you don't understand when he stopped the pipeline, when he put super permits and slow folks up and all that stuff. Why is it that somebody all of a sudden want us to be hurting like this? That is a question that leadership got to ask. Why are we hurting? Why all of a sudden we got to hurt? The baby formula. I talked to them about that. You just, oh, we got to get some formula. They don't told us. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shortage of formula. Uh-huh. When they knew last October, when the whistleblower came out and said, lied about the formula, and the people at the FDA later on shut them down this year. Shut them down after they had taken and fully stocked the border. The babies coming across the border have no problem with formula. Well, see, I breastfed all my babies anyway. And I tried to make sure that all my grandchildren was breastfed. My great-grandchildren have been breastfed because we believe in that. But they stocked. You go Google or go look it up somewhere. Y'all need to see. The border got so much doing formula and diapers, you wouldn't believe it. And they said, well, this crazy man is over DHS and all these other folks say, well, you know, when they come across, we had to put something up to make sure they had something. They be telling y'all, and y'all not listening. And now they found out that the whistleblower who said something was wrong with the formula wasn't nothing really wrong. Maybe it was that formula, because you know we get formula from China and everywhere else too. Maybe that formula came from somewhere else. I don't know. I remember once before, the Similac that came from China was messed up, if y'all remember, a few years ago. So then you're out here running around talking about, oh, I can't get no formula. Then you go in the store, the eggs and stuff, the bacon. We're not talking about dishonesty. We're just talking about all the racism. Who got killed last night? Who did this? We're not talking about no stuff to move out people. We're not analyzing what's happening to us. Bacon. I don't eat bacon, but some of y'all do. Unless it's turkey, because I don't eat red meat. I haven't eaten red meat in about 40 years or 50. I haven't had no pork in forever. I had pork since 65. But your meats, your eggs, everything is up. These folks, you know, and folks who got you running around like a darn fool, they ain't having no problems. Whether it's your black leaders, whether it's all these other folks that's on the TV, they ain't got no problem. They sell out for their food. They got money because our pain is their gain. They don't have to worry about no gas. What that congresswoman said on TV the other day, hey, I had an electric car and I just passed gas. Don't matter to me. Yes, it does. And you said, why is everything so high? Well, if the diesel fuel is up, I know y'all ain't ready for this because we got to talk about who shot who and all that other stuff, right? If the diesel fuel is up, the trucks got to drive. The little packages they make, if you ain't got much gas, a lot of that stuff is made from petroleum. Those bottles of water you got, all this other stuff, and then you so on and so on and so on. The packages coming across, driving these trucks, because you know we got the stuff stuck up there in the port that y'all haven't paid attention to. Biden got the worst staff in the world. I want y'all to know that. This has nothing to do with party. I'm trying to tell y'all. Buttigieg is the worst transportation secretary. He don't talk about the stuff in the port. He don't talk about the gas. All that stuff is under him. He just go somewhere and hide and come back and get on the TV every night and then talk junk. They said, you should look, I saw 20 of Biden's staff quit, black staff. And they said it was because of the racism they was experiencing in the Biden administration. Now, when they gave an answer, the answer from the administration was, oh, it had nothing to do with the racism in the administration. They said it was because staff have great turnovers. Y'all need to look that up. Black Information Network, you need to find out about that. Black folks, wherever you are, you need to find out about those folks and find out who they are and why did they quit. Maybe it's a lie. But I saw it, and you can look that up too. So we're not really focusing. See, we are loyal people. We get so caught up in a person that we don't take the time to look at them. We elect people. And they don't do nothing for us. We just keep on electing them. They look at their skin. Ha, ha, ha. We got one of ours in there. You don't have none of yours in there if you don't have somebody who believes in God and who believes in you. And that's our problem right now. I am so worried about us. I'm really worried, y'all. Because of what's going on, and we got to get focused. Everybody's focused on their race, their community, and they're focused on their children. And the only thing we're for, oh, Lord, Johnny got shot last night, and we're crying, and we're not trying to come up with no answers. We're not looking at what's going on in these schools. And everybody, y'all don't know where I'm making it all right. No, you ain't. Look how much money you're paying for gas. How much you're paying for food? And don't bring me this progressive mess with Bernie Sanders and the progressive people and all these darn folks. There's the communistic people. If you don't believe in God or some religion, get away. And these folks down. Look, this girl that's running in the 7th District don't even believe in borders. And most of these progressive people don't. They don't believe. And if the border's not, we over there, we send out people to fight to protect borders. Our men are getting maimed and killed and cut and come back to black folks. We got some black folks in the South to go to the service. I know y'all are a little scared, but don't do nothing but sit up and criticize and don't do no service. Even if you don't go in the service, you don't even service your community. But you go, and then, and you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm telling y'all, we're in trouble here. And the black community don't change their tune. As my pastor say, stop talking about the G-U-N and start talking about the G-O-D. I heard him. He did a sermon Sunday. And I wish y'all go back to YouTube last Sunday and look at it. I never heard it like that. If my people, is in Chronicle, is called by their name, humble themselves, then I hear the land. Now, hear the land. I've heard all kind of preachers talking about that. But I never heard the way Pastor Hunt broke that down. Healing the land had nothing to do with y'all kneeling. He was saying, he kept going back. He said, you got to stop talking about the GU. He didn't talk about GU. Then he started talking about what we needed in our community. We have to heal the land by standing up and fighting and dealing with our community. How do you heal the land? Do this, do that. He was a proactive Dr. King type way. And you want to look at Liberty Baptist Church on YouTube, you can see it. But that was the first time, and I've heard this sermon. I'm 75. All my life, I never heard nobody break that down. I want to thank my pastor for doing that, because even my granddaughters, one that's come from school, my young people was listening, and they kind of enjoyed that. So check that out. We got to heal our land. How do we heal our land? From the truth. My pastor, I ain't no Republican, no Democrat, I'm independent, I don't care. Right now, I care about my people. And one of the problems, he said, get away from the G-O-D, to the G-U-N, to the G-O-D, is that most of your leaders in the black community is not affiliated with anything spiritual or anything godly. Most, not all. It used to be when people come to your door or they talk to you, they mention God. They don't mention that now. We don't have retail politics in the black community. They put these, let you sign all these damn signs all over the place. Stick the sign out, y'all see my face, hope you vote for me, get me in there. Don't know what you stand for. Don't even know what, you might be leaning on somebody, but it ain't the black community. You ain't standing on nothing. You done decide, I want to be in there because I want to be powerful. Have nothing to do with delivering goods and services to your community. When you're an elected official, you are a public servant to serve. You're not there to be God. You're not there to be an overseer. You're not there to be all powerful. Somebody come to your office to be served. You say, well, what you gave, or what you do, you treat them like you some done something that you're not. That's not why you're there. And we're in trouble right now. You better go look at that border. They got a whole caravan finna come across. And they are putting them in all of our communities. Now, I got to do part two. Then I'm going to take a break and come back. Because I cannot. I'm going to start with this. And I'm doing Juneteenth, y'all, out of Illinois, our institute. I've been doing Juneteenth forever. Y'all just got. So anyway, Pritzker gave us, in our black leadership in the state legislature, gave us Juneteenth, which is a baloney. And I'm gonna break down the whole thing of Juneteenth. They have nothing to do with the end of slavery, but they got black folks saying that mess. They got black folks saying that Juneteenth is the end of slavery, which is not. I had to talk to my grandchildren about that. I said, you need to know what Juneteenth meant. So they gave us Juneteenth, and they gave the Asian community on July 9th, 2021, they passed an act in 21 requiring Asian American history to be taught in the school. Oh, yeah. It starts next year, this school year coming up. The new section of study in Illinois school code will be full effect of 22-23 academic year. These are the specific things that are requirement that must be taught. The contribution of Asian American toward advancing civil rights from the 19th century onward. The contribution made by individual Asian American government, art, humanity, and science. The contribution of Asian American community to the economic, cultural, social, political development of the United States. Enslaved blacks in America who built the country. That's what they passed. And what did they give you that day? Oh, gave you Juneteenth. Which Juneteenth been celebrated forever. But y'all, they coordinated it with the state. And everybody hollering, Juneteenth, that's because. And when you had Shaw and Brookings, Senator Brookings, and them, they put together to teach black history in these schools. And instead of our black legislators reaching back and saying, you want that? Then you got to implement this black history. And I don't mean that CPR or whatever that stuff is. The real history, and get some real historians to put together our history and let it be told. If folks understood our history, they won't be so disrespectful to us. And we are the only reason why they come into this country. We built a country that they're now destroying. Why are they destroying this country? Not because they don't want it. They like what we got. But they want to rebuild it to fit and to be like them. Now, let me tell you something that's going on here. You got the Chinese community right now is getting ready to build. They're going to build, $70 million? New high school for Chinatown. I got all that stuff for y'all. They building a $70 million high school. I'm gonna get the exact. Here it is. $70 million for Long Sault Chinese High School. Now you got to remember, they got one state runner-up in the state, and now they got one in city council, and that's what these folks have produced already. In the capital budget, they are going to get $70 million for a new Chinatown school. The state rep, who already got the history talk, who spearheaded the proposal in legislature, said Tuesday, she's glad that they're holding up the end of the commitment. What commitment? See, they got commitment. What kind of commitment your people getting? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, racism, white supremacy, all that mess. Because they're playing with your emotions. She said in 2018, and then they go on to say, the alderman told the Sun-Times, now that's the state rep. The alderman, who's the new lead, she said she was just excited and working very hard to get the money from the city to build that school and the land and all the other stuff. You have to understand, I want y'all to know that's the kind of stuff they're doing. $58 million. Now, what they're giving y'all is $58.5 million for playgrounds, play lots replacement, all that stuff that y'all got to split among yourself. Because they ain't got to worry about y'all. Y'all going to vote for them anyway. Because you don't know. I'm going to deal with that stuff. I got something else I want to see. The other stuff is this group called Hana. They got this artistic grant, which is all right. I don't care. But they are talking about immigration. This group that got it is part of trying to make sure you have open borders and all that stuff. The Sun-Times just put someone over the Sun-Times newspaper. And they are happy to have the first black woman of color to be the editor of their paper. The Korean woman. Who read most of the Sun-Times? Black folks. Tamara Mitchell, anybody could have been editor. But nope, because they have no respect for you because you're right here letting them lead you and your community. A lot of your leaders, not all, are leading y'all behind. Hummer Park get transformative new wellness center. Oh, yeah. They're getting this whole new way. And Prix spoke at the groundbreaking, and he's called it health equity. So y'all watch that word, equity. It's not just going to be about emergency care. That's what Prix said. It's about the social determinant of health, too. Today, we take another giant step forward to address health inequity in a holistic way. But what you had was the leadership, Sanchez, was saying that's just the beginning. His name was, he's over in advancing our residential health equity and well-being, said Health President and CEO Jose Sanchez. And that's just all the money they gave them to build it. But you can't get nothing. Black folks go beg for money. Then you go to your state rep or state senator for a grant that's your tax dollars. And they play with you. And they play you like a yo-yo, like you, plantation, overseer, you know. What the plantation used to do? They used to say, okay, I done worked all year, mister, but you've been getting this food on credit, so I'm not going to give you nothing. You owe me. These folks have got that, see, I'm trying to tell y'all, substance. I'm trying to tell y'all what these folks are doing here. This stuff is so deep, it's frightening. And I'm going to come back and talk some more. And we talking about some guaranteed program for black men, a few dollars and all that other stuff. Have no economic program. And 1 week, 1 year, 1 month, one Saturday, I mean, not one, I'm going to deal with the whole reparation piece to tell you the game with that. Because you got business folks who businesses were started because of slavery, and that's what we were doing, collecting information, we go after it. Be it business, the insurance company, and all of them. So they flipped the switch, gave other folks money to put it off on government. I'm not saying government should play a role, but that's the whole thing. We're not talking about urged guaranteed income program for black men. No, sorry, any of y'all. I want y'all to tell me what we're going to do about economics and the land and all the other stuff. Y'all being played like a yo-yo. You need to keep up with these folks. Keep up. Now, when you have a watchdog, I'm putting a lot of stuff on y'all to let y'all see what's going on here, how you being left behind. Watchdog group, who used to be the man who used to be Inspector General, tell me he wants to reprogram and redo government in Chicago. You better watch that. Because there's nothing wrong with city government. It's who you send to represent you. We got a very good structure for city government. It's how these people play. We got weak mayor, strong council. Everything the council supposed to decide, they just give up their powers. Y'all say, well, Podoliak did the Herald, didn't you? They didn't give up their powers. They did. Now, Little Village High School gets sorely needed investment. I'm telling y'all better look. This senior home, what is this, these people died in, the Latino community, they didn't let them owner go. I'm telling y'all better wake up. When they put the elected school board in the state government, that's supposed to get started, they're going to let illegal vote. And then nobody say anything. And Little Village is going to open a distribution hub for food. Now, why I say that? What y'all don't know is 22 or 23 distribution centers around this country have caught on fire. That means food, like potatoes and all the things that carry everywhere across this country. But people not giving that information. How are all these distribution places getting burnt down and tore down? It's these progressive people, the same folks who are out there who done threatened Kavanaugh, who ain't trying to make us do nothing, and y'all think that's fine because they have no answers to nothing but violence and no love, to make us feel pain and make us just hurt. And I think they also did a warehouse with Walmart. But yet, okay, Little Village got a distribution. So all these folks come across the border, they can put them in. Now, this is some deep stuff. And these old black greasy people running for office need to go somewhere and sit down. If they don't come up with something for our community and not coming to you, you don't need to be doing. Now, I got a whole nother thing. I'm about to take a break. They was talking about these Afghanistan, all the folks that are placing schools and all the money. And, you know, you got the Board of Education got a big budget this year. And black folks are not getting their fair share of that budget. We don't have science lab. We don't have teachers who are proficient in what they're teaching. We don't have music. We don't have math. They finna build this school over in Chinatown. Why come they can't go to Philip? Why they can't go to Dunbar? Why can't they put them on? Nope, they got to have their own. And their representatives fighting, and they can't pass nothing without Negroes. The Negroes is grinning and skinning and passing stuff and get on these stations. Well, we got you some dollars to do this with. We got some dollars to do that with. Irrelevant. If you don't rebuild community, invest in your children, invest in your community, economic and education, it's all over. It's all over. You just cannot. You're not going to be able to do nothing. But it's so much to talk about, and it's economics and it's education, and you got all these people running for office, and not one of them, are telling you what they're going to do for the black community. Now, last thing, and this is a pet peeve of mine, I'm going to get back on another week. IRMAC, the same people who clean up these dirty schools and have them dirty, is in charge of the food contract. It was an article in the Sun-Times on the 24th, talking about how bad the food is. I done told y'all. They got an $88.5 million food contract. You need to look at them contracts in the schools to bring food. Why don't the CEO put lunchrooms back in the schools where you hire people to fix the food? When you go to these other schools, they have dietitians. They have the way they do the food, and they give folks real food. You just get high blood pressure food in our schools. And the parents don't know no better. The leadership are not fighting to educate them, because I believe if the people get the right information, they will move. But they're not doing it. It's a disgrace. All you LACs, you ain't like we was in the PTA and the rest of it. Y'all going being important, and you know in your schools that they don't have the resources that they should have, but yet you just going to meetings and smiling like you important. It ain't got nothing but a bologna sandwich in your briefcase. We in trouble, y'all, in the black community. We are in real trouble because nobody cares for us, and everybody want our vote, and everybody want to just use us, and they think that we are dumb. So, and I'm going to take a break when I say this. I remember, what's that woman's name in Minnesota? Omar, whatever her name was. She was on CNN, and she said, the reason we get upset is because we didn't take advantage and don't have nothing. Now we getting mad at them because all of them coming over getting something. God of our real years, God of our silent tears. Talk of Chicago, 69 WN, our number 773-591-6090. We are streaming live, www.thevon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And we on Blog Talk if you miss us. If you're in Africa or somewhere else, www.thevon.com. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to take a one-minute break, and I'm going to come back and try to field some calls before I go on my 7 o'clock break. Dorothy Wright, Tillman, talk of Chicago, 69 WN, right here in the great city of Chicago. Coffee to the conversation with me. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Chicagoland area attorneys. 1 Lincoln Center, 1AW140 Butterfield Road, 920 Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois, 60181.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Wakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I got up this morning.
Now,
could you stop a minute?
We need our leadership to be doing this.
A minute to implore him.
Oh,
oh,
the ones who love.
Loving is giving, loving is knowing.
You gotta love your people.
How do you see the gift?
Love, y'all. We got to love our children. We got to love our community. We got to love those we represent. When you represent us, you got to love us. I'm going to try to take a couple of calls before I leave, and then y'all stay on the line because my whole board is lit up. I got about one line or two lines open, And when I'm going to come back to at 7 o'clock, I'm going to take all my calls. Let's talk and listen to you. Israel, you've been waiting all morning. Give me a minute. Well, how you doing, Israel?
I'm all right. Shalom, shalom. Black. I just was wanting to ask you, Doug, did you know the black woman on the ballot for governor? I was trying to know if you and Melanie knew that. I haven't heard. Nobody mentioned that.
No, lady, I don't know anything about that. Is that other girl still running with pricks? That other black woman who gave us the weed, is she still running?
No, I'm talking about just an opponent. Because I can't vote. I don't see how the black vote people can vote for Prisca. And this is a lady on the ballot, this sister.
I don't know. I'll find out Israel and I'll let you know, okay?
Yes. Bring them out.
Thank you. Pastor Taylor?
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm great. God bless you. I've been listening to you for years. I'm first time caller. I just want to... I was listening to you saying the Second Chronicles 7:14 that your pastor taught on. I'm going to go back and look at that.
Okay, look at it, because he laid it out. And he laid it out as relationship with what we are today. That's how we heal the land. Ain't no all that other mess.
Right, and I agree to the fact that I believe that one of the biggest problems we have that we're not really unified. And you keep talking about God, and I think we need to get back to God on the real because of the simple fact. I want to share something with you, but I want to be able to leave my number because I want to talk to you something.
Hold
about
on,
something.
I have him get your number. Okay, hold on, get his number. Uh-oh, call back. I accidentally pushed the wrong button. Call back, Pastor. Anita?
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
You ain't, come on.
Okay. Martin Luther King showed all these people on this earth how to be nonviolent and establish the democracy under God's name. They will have to follow the law that Jesus taught. They cannot steal. You should see the Mexicans down here in North Carolina. They're taking over everything. And
oh,
Mexicans,
yeah, it's deep, girl. It's deep.
No. They'll push us out the way and take all, like, I go to the clinic here, right? And they take over the clinic, the Chinese and the Mexicans, and this is in the university town, right? And they'll just talk to you real fast, like, blah, blah, blah. And I just look at them like, yeah, and you know everything, right, but you haven't done anything. And they don't care. They're here to steal.
Well, they got an agenda. They got an agenda.
And they're going to waste it.
Thank you. They got an agenda. Thank you, Anita. Thank you so much. They got an agenda. You can't blame them because our leaders are leading us behind, and they're helping. So you can't blame the people who want to come to a country that's so great that we built. They can't blame them. Manson.
Hey, Hotep, sis.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm decent. Let me try to get this out right quick. First of all, Asante Sana, thank you very much for your consciousness-raising work via WVON and for rearing a real struggle family. And congratulations to your daughter and granddaughter and their Ghana crew. That's awesome that they're on the continent pushing positive action. Now, dear people, the battlefront is everywhere. We need Kujichagulia or self-determination, and that's the right and capacity as a people to pursue our best interests according to our definition.
That's
so we got to deal with our interests. And the good news is that we are trying to make Juneteenth have more substance.
Well, but you need to listen to me more because I've been celebrating Juneteenth for the longest.
I know. I have too.
And not that you said don't have substance. They got our black folks thinking that was the end of slavery, which is misinformation. That's what we got to do, man. So those
okay,
of us who know.
I agree, but let me say this.
I got to go.
As a national Juneteenth reparations mass phone calling, email, and tweeting campaign
okay.
being launched by Congresswoman Shirley.
I got to go. I got to go because I got to go. I'm not going to mess on I love you. But black, that's just, I got to get a break, right? Okay, I got to go. I'm sorry, man, so I just need to tick you off because of the break thing. I didn't realize it was so close to 7. Juneteenth was not the end of slavery, and I'm going to tell a whole story about it. But it was about in Texas. Sheila Jackson Lee is from Texas. She's also from Jamaica, which we love her. Her family's from Jamaica. We love Sheila. She's a good friend. But if you focus on talking about Juneteenth is the end of slavery. Our kids are being led wrong. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, number 773-5969. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And we're on Block. Like if you miss, get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to talk to everybody, y'all. I got a few lines open. Y'all call. And I'm going to get right back on this when I come back. Sorry, man, song. You had to go.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind
some difficult days ahead. But I don't mind, I've been to the mountaintop. We as a people will get to the promised land. I think that Dr. King in his spiritual part and his relationship to God and how he was, he went to the mountaintop. He saw a lot of stuff. He knew he was going to go through this. He knew these times, these turbulent times. But he said, we're going to be all right. He saw folks getting away from God. He saw all of that stuff. He said, we're going to be all right. And we are going to be all right. I'm telling you, we're going to be all right. I know that my people, if they get the right information and be led in the right direction, they'll fight. 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. Whether you're driving, whether you're sitting, whether you're drinking coffee, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're doing, even over there in Ghana, y'all, I know y'all listening. I know people listening from around the world are really. Get your coffee. I see y'all drinking that. It's time to take that deep breath because it's 7 o'clock, and I know in Ghana y'all having a good time. Y'all 5 hours ahead of us. They can drink whatever they doing. I know they come on. Justin, go help me. Let's do the black thing, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with being black. Y'all scared to be black? Take a deep breath. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. One more time for the Trinity, y'all. Is Black Music Month? That's why these brothers laid it down for us. Black, 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 black. Black music, my y'all. That's the kind of stuff they was doing.
Tonight and plead with you. believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight.
Get the language right, Dr. King.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. That's the Dr. King that we need to talk about and to teach our children so they can know that's what we were and that's what we did and that's how we have been. Somehow or another, we done made black kids think that if you're beneath somebody because somebody's superior over you, and you are this and you are that. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it, and I'm black, and I'm beautiful. And we're back, y'all, at the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to be taking calls. And this is really, if y'all miss my opening, I'm sorry. Y'all got to go back to Blog Talk, type in coffee, tea, and to get it, because I know some of y'all don't like what I said, but I really don't give a damn, because we're in a crisis mode right now with the black community. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate I don't need nobody calling and trying to correct me in terms of what I'm saying. Go look up your facts and then you call me. Now, that's how I feel about it. I let you talk, but I don't need you correcting me. Because one thing I have done is my homework. And when people call in to correct me, I wonder what agenda they own. Now, let me say this. We had a crisis. We had a crossroad. And we're in trouble. As my pastor said last Sunday, stop talking about the GUN and talk about the G-O-D. As a study has been done, and they said that more black men and women are killing more black people, men and children, blacks doing it to each other, than the other people of color and white combined. Sound like genocide to me, don't it? Sound like somebody's manipulating. Sound like we're going to be wiped out. They wiped out the Indians. Y'all don't understand. There is a shadow government and some shadow stuff going on that you're not a part of, but you're being used because they got to use your pain for their gains. And as they move, if you notice, they separate from you and they set up their own government and their own stuff, like illegals coming in to vote. We got to have open borders. Bring these men in there marching. You got, and I want you to look now, and I'm not blaming. I want y'all to be very clear so nobody don't go and say, Because you love black folks, don't mean you got to hate anybody else. But I want to be very clear to y'all what's going on here. These other communities, they do retail politics. They don't play this junk about you going to represent me and don't do nothing. They're still having their meetings. We got folks call themselves committeemen and don't even meet, except when time for the election. And they don't even talk to the people. They don't send out information to the people. They just think you're fools, and they put up signs and talk that yakety-yak, the Nancy Pelosi talking. Let me tell y'all something. There is the shadow government. Hold on in there, y'all. All the board is lit up, so somebody going to answer you. But they talk that yakety-yak. You know, that's what they talk to you. When other folk got this shadow government going on and are slowly taking over of all the community. So what community are you going to take over? It's just like when they was fighting for the remap. They didn't go after Burke seat. Burke got a lot of Hispanic, and they went after the blacks. But when you have the clerk of the circuit court, you don't hear nothing from her. She's in the black community. You could have put Boykin in. You put Martinez in. And folks call me, oh, she found all the blacks. I don't know that for a fact. If she is, that's your business. Get the facts and bring them. But you shouldn't. That's what you did. But in the meantime, then she put one of her, and I'm not saying whether I like dark. This has nothing to do with who I'm endorsing or who I like or don't like. I'm just giving y'all facts. Then she put this Hispanic lady Navarro in to run against Dart, who's an ex-clerk. She's the ex-clerk of Operation Administration for Cook County Clerk. That's Martinez. I think Dart knocked her off. I don't know. Don't give a damn about Dart neither. I'm just trying to tell y'all something. Put her there. The Park District. Woman of color. These are all people of color. You trying to put the one into just a white place. I'm sorry. So you put just a white person in there, that person just doesn't endorse because he have no power not to endorse because Durbin done told him what to do. You got him right there. The Board of Education, the Board of Election, most of your social service, most everything. Now you got the Sun-Times when most black folks read, then put a Korean woman of color. They talk about, they're talking how good to have a woman of color. They got all of these folks, if you look down the line, all of the important places that you got to work in and do, other folks of color taking over. A lot of them vouchers and stuff that I told y'all we was missing, other folks are getting them. There's a move. All these folks are talking about they for immigration, the open line. This progressive people are talking about they for open borders, they for this, they for that. Y'all better watch these progressive people. They're dangerous, and they don't believe in God. I know Bernie Sanders don't believe in God. And I know this girl running against Danny, her progressive agenda, that's very dangerous. Regardless how old, when she was a child when Danny got in there, too bad. Then Danny need to get ready now after you run this turn and put somebody in there that care about black people. Regardless what you think about Danny, I'm not in that. But this is a very dangerous move to put this girl in there. It's going to be in there. You're going to end up just like you're doing with these state's attorneys. But anyway, if you look at the shadow or government that they're putting in this country, but they're using black folks to put them in. Because your black leadership, I'm not saying all, I'm never painting a brush, is having our folks to be behind. And they're leading from behind. They be waiting for their marching orders. When folks tell me they're going to push the voting right bill, what you tell me about it? You mean that bill sitting in Congress is going to let all these legal votes? Is that what you're talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about. And most of our black folks get in office, do not study the office they're in. They just want to be important. Look at, I'm so upset with what's happening to that mayor in New York. He partying, going to parties. Instead of getting a handle on the crime up there, like he said he was going to do, he partying. Make no sense to me. So I went through this whole thing with y'all to let y'all know that these folks are very serious. I told you how much money they done got for the school. If y'all miss me at 7, you got to go back to Blog Talk. How much money they got for their schools. How much money they got for this. How they did that. Yes, man, son, I love you dearly. But Juneteenth is about what happened in Texas. It's not the end of slavery. And young black folks think that. Sheila Jackson Lee have a right to push because she's from Texas. But that's a whole other thing. And last thing I'm going to say, my son said to me, my son Jimmy Tillman, the one that wrote the book, The Black Page, he said, Mama, because, you know, we're a family. And he said, these folks don't celebrate Juneteenth so much they're going to forget about Father's Day. And black men is very important. And Juneteenth can fall on Father's Day. And I'm speaking at Juneteenth. I get paid to speak. And I'm speaking on Juneteenth because I've been doing it for a long time. I didn't need pricks or anybody else to tell me to do it. Or Biden. But how do they, that's a son, that's something to think about. How do you celebrate fathers? We should be celebrating fathers next week too. Will black folks substitute Juneteenth for Father's Day? Can we do both? let's do both. So I'm going to go on now and go back to the phones. I just want y'all to be very clear as to what's going on here. And I still say, I'm about ready to stop my thing to Suntime. Anyway, you put, the first one of color is the editor. And black Korean people don't even read the Suntime. Let's just play us. God. And last thing, I don't know no other group, regardless what kind of crime, whatever they're doing, have given up their values. They still go to church. They believe in church, family, schools, economics, education, all the things that black folks used to believe in. The leadership. Yes, we are conservative people. That don't mean you got to be Democrat or Republican. We had conservative values. If you look at all through our history, we had God. We had this. We had family. We had love. And we've always loved our church, love our community, love our family, and accepted others. And in accepting others, we done messed right here and getting wiped out. Talk of Chicago, 69 VN, 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Check us up. You go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. Y'all, I'm going to have to put this on Blog Talk because I've forgotten. Y'all can go back to Blog Talk, and you can go back, and you can listen to it, okay? And we're going to talk to y'all. I'm going to go to the phone now. I'm not going to do no more talking. I'm going to try it. I got a few lines open in case y'all want to talk. And I'm going to go to the phone right now. And I know Frank been waiting a long time. Frank, you've been waiting all morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Mr. Tillman. How you doing?
I'm telling you. You know how I'm doing.
You sure raising eyebrows this morning again. And that show last week, woo, off the chain. Ms. Tillman, I got to say, I am in complete awe of the things that you revealed to us. As you open your show up, okay? And when you look at it, Ms. Tillman, like, as you said, how Jesse White, now our Secretary of State, is really promoting the vote by mail so they can change our votes. Well, Ms. Tillman,
that's the thing. It's because he's supporting that Valencia stuff. And they're going to be, we got to have a watch for folks who are not supposed to vote. And it might election a lot of illegal vote. If you're not, our Constitution says you can't vote. There's a danger here. People don't understand that there's a danger.
I'm with you on that. Yes, I'm with you on that, Ms. Tillman. But that's saying also these Republicans are right then. There is cheating going on. They write and bring in poll watchers and their own vote counters because it's happening here. Where else is it happening? As you are saying this morning, how the Biden administration allowed a lot of immigrants coming here and they are replacing us, Ms. Tillman. I'm glad you put it out right because one would think that this is our version of replacement theory, which Republicans are pushing, that are getting our people murdered. Ms. Tillman, as you are pointing out how how the voting bill and Congress sitting there is giving the illegals the right to vote. Ms. Tillman, I really wish you would bring that section to so we can see what section of that bill.
I gave it to y'all once, but I don't have it with me now, but I'll bring it again. Let me just say this. I'm not blaming folks for coming here setting up a shadow community, shadow government. I'm blaming our leadership, who's leading from behind with talking stuff without knowing. Our people are being bamboozled. And I don't care what party they're with. I'm talking about black people right now.
Ms. Tillman, if you look at it, Clinton won't replace us. They're being pushed in front of us. It's like you just finished saying. They are giving resources that will elevate them over us that we can't even get. How... resources for businesses, food free, guaranteed income, universal health care. You know, you see what I'm saying? Universal education. Oh, you want to go to college too? No problem. You want to go to medical school, law school too? No problem. They're being pushed in front of us. Who want to replace those on the bottom? They'll stay on the bottom themselves. So, Ms. Tillman, you are spot on. The only thing I would have negatively said, reflecting in what you revealed this morning, and the guaranteed thing, the resource being designed for black men. Ms. Tillman,
I miss what you said. What you said now?
You speak out against something that's designed to benefit the black men and black
women. No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Black men do much to black women. Okay,
please. That is what I said. Wait a minute, Frank. Frank, you must have sleep. I said June 18th is Father's Day. And we have got to celebrate our black men. They're going to be celebrating Juneteenth. We got to celebrate. You know, I believe in black men. Don't tell me. I believe in black men and black people.
Mister, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you said this guaranteed stuff for black men.
I said I'm going to discuss reparation. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it, okay? I'm not going to talk about it now, but we're going to talk about this reparation.
Okay. I never heard no black man.
I'll talk to you later tonight, Frank. We're going to talk about reparation later. I'm not going to buy into that right now. I'm not buying into that right now because that, too, is a game. You got private businesses who benefited from the descendants of enslaved. When you talk about J.P. Morgan, when you talk about Lieberman, when you talk about the insurance company, they giving these folks money and stuff to keep the spotlight off of them so that you can be into government. Whereas that's why I passed the ordinance to begin to gather the information so that we can make these companies. We don't need nobody to get no check. Y'all baloney. We need to get what you call, and I'm going to talk about that another time. I want y'all to talk about this today. Some of a Marshall Plan where we rebuild our community. Not no, that little pennies here, pennies there. How do you build a healthcare, education, economics? But that's a whole nother subject that I'm not going to discuss today, and I'll talk to you about it later, okay? Esther. Good morning, Esther.
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy to hear the show today. It's first time calling.
Thank you.
And I want to congratulate you real quick for your family, the kids. I listened to them last week.
Thank you.
And I'm so thankful for this eye-opening show you have today.
Thank you.
And be blessed, and I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We need more of these kinds.
And we need to be prayerful.
Because you are, we in trouble.
We got to pray. We got to pray and work.
Pray and try to do the right thing.
Got to do the right. We got to follow in the spirit of Dr. King and all of the black patriots, the one who built the AME, all our folks, you know, who was God-fearing but built and worked on behalf of our people. That's what we got to do.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you. I just wanted to say that. I don't use a call, but I just said call right quick. Cause
and you got in, too. Thank you, God.
Yeah, I did. It didn't have to wait long.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you.
I got a few lines open, y'all, if y'all want to call before they get all, you know. Let me see. Mama D, thank you for coming over to see the kids off.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Greetings to you. It was just fascinating. Did you say Jamoke is 21 years old?
The little one, yeah, she's 20. What's her third year at Central State?
Oh, my God.
She's little, huh?
I thought she was about 15 or 16.
No, so she got a chance to go peep at the Highlight Club. I said, get your butt in the good bed, girl. But, yeah, she's 21.
It was wonderful, and all the cake and the stress balls and the notepad and just all the things that was in Georgie Genius theme camp. She has had everything, the bag and everything with her name. It was just fascinating. But when you said about your pastor and what he had said, I was writing down if my people.
You know what? You know, Mama D, listen, I want you to go back to last Sunday at Liberty Baptist Church and look at his sermon from the first Sunday. Mama D?
But I was writing down that sermon before you opened your mouth. I was writing it down this morning to say it because it is written in the Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. The problem is what the wicked, it's not what the wicked is doing. It is what his people who are called by his name are not doing.
Let me ask you this, Mama D.
We are the problem, and we need to repent. But I wanted to just...
I want you, but Mama D, you got a chance. The pastor's getting... He did a great prayer the other day, too.
That John Lewis Voting Rights Act advances three groups of people: Asians, Latinos, and Native Americans, and it replaces the sons of former slaves, and the sons of former slave owners are being replaced with this new America and this John Lewis bill that changes the 14th Amendment by saying that you have to be born in America, and if not, you must read, write, and speak in English to pass that naturalized citizenship test. This John Lewis bill bypasses that. it bypasses the Constitution. When we get on Juneteenth, we bypass the Constitution that of the 13th Amendment.
We
are giving away our constitutional rights listening to this disinformation that they are putting on our people. And it's in conclusion, Reverend Dr. Prophet King said that the sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners have to sit down at that table of brotherhood, because it's up to us to save America. And I wanted to vote for Jimmy Lee Tillman, and I didn't know that I had to get a Republican ballot in order to vote for Jimmy Lee.
Well, my son is, everybody know my son is a Republican. He's been a Republican for a long time.
And
he walked away from the Democrats after the election.
I wrote in the names of the Democratic candidates that I wanted to vote for. I wrote them in as write-in candidates so that they could be voted for.
Well, but Dr. D, let me get away from the politics. I want to talk about something else. I'm trying to deal with the whole, did you know, that might have bypassed you. Last week, it was reported that 20 of Biden's black staff members left because of the racism they was facing. Now, the way Biden's secretary, her person, responded to it was that it wasn't because of racism they left, it because you had turnovers. You need to find that, Mama. It was really deep.
He is an immigrant. Immigrants are...
Hear what I'm saying to you, Mama D. I said 20 of his staff members left the Biden administration because of the racism they was facing. That's what you better check it out. Mama D, I got to go.
I get that. And what I'm saying is, but Biden is appointing immigrants. He is not appointing Negro blacks.
Okay. Okay, Mama D.
We are being replaced, is what I'm saying. Open your eyes and smell the coffee before it's too late.
Okay, and look that up too, Mama D, please. Okay. I tell y'all, black folk, I'm going to tell you, some of these folks get mad at me. And I'm unbald, as Shirley Chisholm said, unbald and unbossed. And I want our folks to wake up. And I'm going to tell you, everybody with that progressive mess was talking about all that stuff. But the thing about it, even they talking about voting for it, but the folks in office voting for it, pushing it too. They don't know no better. But I still say, that girl who's running in 7 have nothing to do with who I'm supporting, even though I love Danny. That girl got a very dangerous position. And it's going to be very down. She's not being she's going to be controlled by outside forces. And that's what's going on in our community right now. It's not what we want, what outside forces want. Watch this progressive mess. And them folks don't believe in God. We got to go back and understand who and what God is and how he got us. Hang on in there, y'all. I got a few lines. I see y'all calling. It's lighting up, y'all. Y'all call me. Keep on talking. Okay. David?
Yeah. Good morning, Mrs. Stillman.
Good morning. Good morning.
In honor of Black Music Month, can I get a little Teddy Pendergrass, Wake Up Everybody, Please?
Next week, maybe.
Okay, then that's good. Then okay.
All right, now I want to stay on this, and I got some songs. But next week, we're going to be celebrating fathers and sons, and y'all call me. Because even though we're celebrating Juneteenth, which I'm going to be speaking, but even though we're going to be celebrating, we're not going to let Juneteenth replace Father's Day. My son Jimmy Tillman, he called me, he's a mama. Please don't let Juneteenth, we want to celebrate Juneteenth. He's a historian. Don't let Juneteenth replace fathers. And I said, dog, that's deep. That's real deep. Isn't that deep? That's real deep. We got to make sure we celebrate fathers next week. We'll be celebrating the real. Okay. All right. Let's see. Can we go one more? Katie.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I want to say three things. And the first thing is thank you for pointing out everything that's going on. And the next is I want to ask our listeners if they would join the black organizations that on Tuesday, they want everyone to call the White House and text and email the White House so Biden can sign an executive order for the Reparations Committee bill.
Well, tell me, what you know about the Reparations Committee bill?
Well,
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it, but tell me about it. See, we push stuff. I'm about to go look at it. Tell me about the Reparations bill.
Okay. I think that we're doing this because of the 40, the
HR 40.
Yeah, the HR 40.
Okay.
Is stalled. And so
what does HR 40 do?
HR 40 is provide a study.
Okay, the reason I'm asking Katie, see, one thing is that our people talk without educating our audience. HR 40 is not to give repairing the damage, but it's to provide money for a study as to what happened, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
And then we have a companion bill, too, that's also stalled. So,
what is a companion bill, Kate?
I can't think of the name right now. But
I want to know because I'm going to look it up. What is companion bill? See, one thing about my show is I want our audience to understand, and whether I support or not support, of course I support HR 40, but I don't like folks to say, do-do-do-do, and that's what's wrong with our community, is that we use these airwaves to just tell folks to do stuff, and they just be like robots without even understanding. And
okay, well, it's a start to understand. By we had a blog. I wasn't on the blog because I was really busy this week.
Okay,
but I was told to ask the people if they will call the White House on Tuesday, because this is what all the other black organizations are doing.
Okay, all right. Now you understand why I try to educate my audience, right?
Of course, I religiously do that, and I'm sorry that I'm not prepared like I should.
Uh-huh.
But I was, asked to make this announcement.
Who
this
asked
morning.
You to make it?
A man song. He's a fellow in Cobra member.
Oh yeah, okay.
And also, I want to say about the in Cobra is celebrating Juneteenth at Bradley Park. Bradley Park is an organization over there. They really
where's Bradley Park at?
People.
Where's Bradley Park?
It's at 9729 South Yates.
Okay, let me also say, Kay, as we celebrate
from
Juneteenth.
Saturday, June the 18th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
As we celebrate Juneteenth, let's not forget Father's Day, because right now we got to lift up
black
men.
No.
Okay, thank you so much. We got to not let that take over. I got two calls of it with no names on them, but I ain't got no names. I'm not going to talk to them. And I got a few lines over. Let me talk to Pastor Weatherspoon. Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you, too. I need names on those calls.
I'm celebrating Father's Day, Eve, Saturday, Father's Day. Lift up the Black Father, the rise of the Black Father, each day on my conference call. Starting last Saturday, 7:30 p.m., they can call me and get the information to call in on the conference call. Mm-hmm. Celebrating the Black Father, the rise of the Black Father.
Let me ask you this. We really do need to make sure we lift up black men this coming up this Father's Day. Mothers
right.
lifted. Fathers are very important. And the question is
very important.
And the question is, see, who is the father? If you ain't got, God is the father, of course, so somebody is illegitimate. And God is the father, but if you got an uncle, somebody, we got to lift up. We've never before in the history not lifted up black men.
Amen.
So we have really, really, really got
really.
To celebrate Father's Day. And I would hope that people do that I hope they would do that. I really do do that. Father's Day is the 19th.
We definitely know my church is doing it. Each Saturday, we got different fathers that can bring the word out. This is not
well, just, I want so, black. Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless.
Okay, I think that. And my son told me that, because, we are a very close-knit family. And my son called me and said, Mom, that's what you want, Jimmy. I thought he was going to call me about some stuff, because I don't get in his stuff, what he doing. I said, what? He said, please, they're going to be so busy celebrating Juneteenth. And he being a historian himself, he said, but we can't forget Father. We got to do both, make sure we lift up the Father. I said, okay, baby. All right, he's absolutely right. Mike.
Yes, good morning, Dorothy. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Looking at creation, you always have to go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has said, look at what has taken place here in the world now. There are some people out here trying to steal the world. How do you steal the world? You got a lot of folks starting off separating. If you go back to this pandemic, the virus, shut down everything and start all over again, and then make it be what you want it to be.
Just,
that's what takes place in sports. They put a person down, and then they build them up the way that they want them to be.
That makes sense
so
to me, Mike.
A lot of stuff out here coming back after we have had helter-skelter, nobody doing nothing, nothing of origin of the old way, now the so-called this new way. Mm-hmm. But you get rid of how you begin, man and woman.
Oh, God created man and woman. Yes, he did.
You know,
I believe that. I believe that a hen can't crow like a rooster, and a rooster can't lay an egg. Now, that have nothing to do with people. I don't have nothing to do with their sexuality, their bedroom. But yeah, I think all this sex being pushed on our children is wrong.
No matter what they push on humanity, you're not bigger and better and greater than the Creator.
Thank you. I got to go, Mike. God is good.
Yeah, a person's hair, whatever hair it is, it will determine, the science can always determine what, if it's male or female.
Okay, I got to go, so Mike. I appreciate you, Mike. Mike, I got to go now, baby. Thank you for your call. Thank you. Look, I always said I don't believe in looking at folks' keyhole. They do what they want to. But if we get obsessed with teaching our children all about sex and not about math, science, music, family, church, something wrong with that. And I think that it's terrible that we elect people who don't want to believe in God. That's my opinion. That don't have to be nobody else. It used to be in the black community, the first thing you did is talk about God. You talked about the family. You talked about children. You talked about programs for the community. It used to be a strategy in terms of black folks. Ain't no just put your signs up, help the skelter, and whatever's, whichever wind blow, that's where you gonna go. It makes no sense. And you got 1,001 folks running for mayor. Now I almost feel sorry for Lori. All these folks running and stuff. They have not given us any program. Lopez talked about the violence. That's all he talked about because he's setting up to run for mayor. And he said, I'm going to be the first gay Latina to be mayor. Is that important? What you going to do in our community? And these folks are sneaking all over. Y'all don't even understand what's going on. Wake up, leadership. Wake up. Denise.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
First of all, I do really want to thank you for coming on this station every Saturday, giving the information that you give to our community.
Thank you.
It's very much needed because of information, because of lack of information, we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, and we're responding in ways that we shouldn't be. So I really appreciate and look forward to listening to you every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
I do want to say, as president of Repair, Restore, and Grow Black Communities, we're continuing to support and our black bookstores.
Yeah.
We do have 4 bookstores in Chicago now. Frontline, Afriware, which is in Maywood.
I've spoken at Afriware. I know Afriware is. Let me ask you this. You know, they was coming on the air to give money to keep them open, which I'm not saying don't give the money, but they got to pay rent every month. So you can't give money every month. You buy the books. So
no,
can pay his
we're
rent.
Not asking.
No, listen to me, Denise. No, Denise, listen. Someone called was saying what they were trying to do, and we need to help them. I'm saying to the public.
That was me, Dorothy.
Okay, well, listen, Denise. I'm saying to the public.
Okay.
You buy the books so he can afford to pay his rent. Go buy the books.
Absolutely. That's what we're asking people to support the bookstore. And today we're having Dr. Vincent Johnson, who's a pediatrician, internal medicine specialist. He's written children's books.
Okay.
Some beautiful books. And he's going to be, we're going to be interviewing him at the bookstore today.
Which
he's going to be
Frontline?
Storytelling.
Frontline?
At Frontline.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And last week, a graduate from CVS High School, Pierre Jackson, he's written a book of poems and published them, and he was there last week, and his books are also going to be available.
Well, you know, Denise, one of the things that I've always done with my children, even with my grandchildren, it's important to read. It's important to to take your brain and turn that page. There's so much stuff that's important that helped us grow that somehow or another we done got away from, but I believe and I trust the book. So you got to have Jimmy over there with his book so he can have a sign.
Well, I've talked to Jimmy and I talked to Ebony, and so we're trying to catch him. He's been very busy on Saturdays. As a matter of fact, I talked to Ebony yesterday.
That's my
and
son,
so
y'all.
We're going to try to get him in there 1 week because we tried to get him in.
He'll come when he comes. I told everybody, somebody said, is your son running as a reporter? I said, I taught my children to think on themselves and be independent. I don't force nothing on them.
Dorothy, let me say one more thing. And it's just not about frontline, but it is about, as you said, reading. Supporting our bookstores.
You remember we used
our black bookstores.
You remember, Denise, we used to say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste?
That's right. The
algorithm we was putting out there. Now, every day people say, oh, they got shot. They did nothing positive. We got to pour into our children. And
all of the information that you're imparting every week, Dorothy, is in the books.
It's in the book.
It's in our bookstores. Hey, go to underground.
It's in the book.
Go to our bookstores.
The Bible. You got the black books? You got those black Bibles over there, the black historian Bibles that was put out?
I'm not sure if he has them there, but they probably are at Underground.
You remember the books that all the historians did? They went to Africa and laid it all out. That's a book, that African Bible is King James Version, really good book. I gave all my children one and all the people close to me. You need to get it, Denise. Thank you, Denise. Okay. Jacob.
Good morning. Shalom.
Shalom, my kid.
Shalom, Elder. I had talked to your son on somebody else's show.
I bet you did.
He's something
else. That's my oldest child.
We broke it up. You know what I'm saying? We chopped it up. And
I bet y'all did. Yeah, I bet he enjoyed talking to your butt. Oh Lord, I would not want to be around with you and Jimmy talking.
All right. So now he a historian, right? So Father's Day was invented in 1909 by this white lady out of
who was invented. See, Jacob, you do this to me.
I
don't care who invented.
It's not ordained by the creator.
Jacob, I don't care who created it. Right now, our men need to be lifted up. And we need to lift up whatever we got to allow everything.
Yeah.
Hey, the plane you ride on was invented by somebody.
Yeah, I can understand that because the word says
the food you eat, the house you stand in, somebody invented it. It wasn't all invented. Everything wasn't invented by black folks.
It's not that, but if you go into that word, it says honor thy mother and thy father.
Right.
And it's not one day of the year.
Oh, no, it's not.
Every day.
I
thank the creator every time I pray.
Oh,
for
I
my
think
mother,
we should. I agree with that. Honor your mother and your father. But a day got to be set.
But a white girl can't give me a day.
Okay, Jacob. Okay.
And this is the last thing. If my people, people lack of knowledge. Oh. And they that reject knowledge, you know what the Creator said? I'm going to forget thy children.
What did God say?
I forget thy children.
Okay.
You want the verse?
It's in the book, Jacob. It's in the book. Thank you so much. Play my, look. Oh, not at the conference table, but the other one. You know, Jacob, I always call me this stuff. See, if that's the case, I don't know what you'll be using in this country. You going to not use anything the white folks created? You know, they said there will be no, you know, you got to give more power to the people. I should have, for God's sake, you can go for God's sake. Whatever you play. Okay, to God of that country. Uh-huh. Got to play a song and honor and be like music. Listen to it. I tell you, Jacob. This is black music, man. That's why they took our music from us. They took control of it. This is Charlotte. This kind of music they was making. Please. Come on, y'all. Come on, Shylights. And I'm a black music bun. I'm going to get Marsha on one day, the last Saturday in the month. Woo! Hey, y'all, it's my pastor, G-O-D. Hey, come on, Black Music Month. The God is at the conference table. Hey, from the G-U-N to the G-O-D, Pastor Hunt. Hey, what went on the dock? Gonna come to the light. There will never do peace until Jesse.
He's at the conference table. There will never be peace until He's at the conference table.
Calls, y'all. I'm going out celebrating Black music. Woo! Thank y'all for listening to me. Thank y'all for being such good audience. I appreciate y'all. We fight and struggle, but it is a conversation, right? But I love you anyway. Black Music Month, for God's sake. We gotta give more power to the people. We spotlight the shy lights. Woo! Black Music Month. For God's sake, we gotta give more power to the people. How do you do that? So, our government, the people are supposed to be in charge of government, and you represent them. We gotta put the power back to the people, y'all. Woo! I'm sorry, y'all. No more calls. Woo! Black Music Month. They told our story, y'all. They gave us the energy to keep on fighting. Come on, shall I? Get ready, you got the power.
If you don't have enough to eat,
how can you think of love?
You don't have time to care.
So when you're guilty,
you got the power. Give more power. You got it, y'all. Y'all take it. As we celebrate Black Music Month. Woo! Thank y'all for listening. I'm having a good time up in here. I love y'all. You got the power. Hey, Black Music Month. You got the power. Don't let nobody think you don't have it. For God's sake, you got to give more power to the people. God got to be at the conference table. But you got the power. Our government is set up just like the Bible. You got the power. But I think these folks will get that they work for you. You got to understand your power. It's not just the power of politics, it's the power that God gave us too. Dominion over the earth. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There in your heart. We're taking on to about 13, maybe about 10 seconds. Right there in your heart. Come on, Charles Bevel. Woo! We're celebrating Black Women's Month. Mountain that you have got to climb. Come on, Charles. I see that winding road. But sometimes you have your job, but guess what?
You have got the power.
You got the power, y'all.
Lay that mountain.
You got the power. Lay it down.
Yes, you got the power.
You got the power
to make that road unwind.
words and write children. Until next week, said you got the power, God, at the conference table. Power to the people. Celebrate Black Music Month. Until next week.
I see that cold, muddy water.
I'm going to play it all next week for y'all.
I see it, y'all.
Y'all see it. Don't worry about it. Because I got to go, y'all. I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
You got the power.
I'll see y'all next week.
Make that water warm.
Make it warm. Until next week, Reparations Now. Yes.
Warm was made, been shackled, been locked, been chained. But somehow my soul remains. What is it?
Brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restrictions.